At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It is freezing in here. Oh, my God. It is so freaking cold.
It's nipply.
But it's all right.
Let's go.
I'm ready to go. It's Wednesday. I got something to do. And by something to do, I mean nothing to do. Ray, you're going to have to put your headphones on.
Damn it. Dude, it sucks being the video guy and the camera guy.
Well, all you do, this is the part you don't need a video.
Right.
All you need to do, there's going
to
be one point.
To my job.
That's loud.
You're just going to video one part. No, you don't even need a video yet.
I just restarted.
Right, but there's nothing to video right now. We're starting the show. You don't even know. I just want.
We're all about content. Content's king.
Whatever. Okay. Just start it. You got to hit the buttons. How are you going to hit the buttons? You look like such a dumbass. Like, I'm going to take a picture of you. All right. Like, I can't even. Yeah.
Arnold, get over here.
Okay.
You and Abby hook up last night?
Yes.
All right. Don't kiss and tell. Don't hump and dump. Don't kiss and then.
Don't,
tell all of this.
Don't hit it and quit it. Don't bang.
Don't French and then mench.
Don't bang and bolt. Don't.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Don't pork and.
Retort. Peace.
Mm-mm.
Pork and peace.
What are you guys even doing?
Like, if you.
Pork and dort. Dart.
Hit it and quit it.
Let it and fit it.
What did you say?
I don't even know.
Don't bang and ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
No. That's not good. All right.
Notate that one.
This is weird.
That one needs to be bleeped.
Some weird energy to start this off.
206.
All right. Let's just start it. Let's just go.
It's been started.
No. You got to do the intros, you dumbass.
All right. Arnold, you ready? All right, we're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Star Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm going to go next. I am the co-host of this highly prestigious podcast. We are one of the top podcasts in America. We are one of the top sports podcasts in America. Let me do my intro and get right back to that. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west north side of Nashville with Baser. We're married in the country. White picket fence, no less. Die of a heart attack when I'm 72. And did you see who won the iHeart Award for top podcast of the year?
No idea.
Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, because he retired, and Travis is banging Taylor.
I don't know that they're banging. They're dating. That's all I know.
Well, we didn't win it. There was a sports nomination, like Slay and K or something, got nominated, but New Heights, top podcast taking over the world.
Congrats to them.
We are actually.
No, we didn't even get nominated, Ray. We don't get nominated. We don't get any votes. We get no respect around here.
I'd vote for you guys.
Well, thank you. But this leads me to my next point.
Wait, she needs the intro.
Oh, yeah.
No, my name is Morgan, and I'm from Wichita, Kansas, otherwise known as the ICT. And now I currently live in Nashville with my dog and cat and work on the big show, as Raymundo says.
You live here?
Yeah, you know, just part-time.
You could work virtually, though, but that's for another time or day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about how we have, I mean, on this, we have a new president. Not of the United States of America. We will, maybe at the end of this year, they're going to vote, and we're going to elect somebody. Congratulations to whoever wins.
Go, Brandon.
That's not what we're here for. I'm here to talk about the president, you know, of our, I guess it's the podcast company or group or whatever. I don't know. We have a new president.
Ray, we're the Green Party.
And she comes in kicking down doors saying, you guys need a new logo. I'm going to get you guys a new logo. I'm going to go to higher ups and I'm going to get you a new logo like we've been asking for months. And I'm like, awesome.
Been to find out.
Someone has our back. Someone's going to go to bat for us and get us a new logo.
Wash your back.
Yeah, you guys have had some weird ones, but yeah.
Do you want to know this is what she sent me, Morgan?
Well, and let's say Morgan, what is your name again? Morgan 2, what do you go by? How are we going to differentiate?
By Morgan, but yeah, you guys are currently talking about Morgan number 1. I am Morgan number 2.
So Morgan number 2 works on social media. She's digital. She does more stuff with graphics than in real life. So I would almost say you're more of an AI than a real person. So you understand pictures unlike anyone I've ever seen.
100%. You understand a good graphic when you see it. You see a good logo and you're like, man, that logo pops. That's true. I understand that.
I'm not a graphic designer, though.
What am I filming in right now?
You're filming on an iPhone.
I know, but what format?
Well, hopefully in 4K.
And then also what orientation?
Your landscape.
Ray, I'm straight. Correct.
Yes, because this is for YouTube. But I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, new logo. We've been wanting this. Yes, finally, we're going to have someone in our back. And she's like, this is what.
In your back?
Whatever. I don't care. In our back, on our back, have our back. I don't care. Wash my back.
Lick
my
back. Wash your back, Abby.
I don't care. Shoot me in the back. Whatever.
Whoa.
This isn't Memphis.
Whoa.
But she is like, I'm going to go to them and we're going to get you a new logo.
Okay. Oh, boy. That was loud.
Last night, she sent me the logo. And Ray.
Yeah, we finna find out if it's good or not.
And I said, my reply was, this is a joke. I'm glad we put zero effort into that. And her reply was, well, I found someone online you can pay like $2,000 for. And this is what...
Wait, yeah. So where did the logo come from?
Our company.
And you know the people online that are doing logos? Yeah. People like Arnold, they're in their parents' basement with a box of Kleenex. And I'm not saying anything else.
So I thought this was a joke. I thought she wasn't being serious. This was funny. And then she's going to send us the real logo she got for us.
Yeah. Okay. So you were joking. Can I see the logo?
You ready?
Morgan, make sure you're up on that mic. Girl.
Yeah. You ready, Morgan?
Sorry. I think it's because the mic
here,
is kind of broken.
There's that mic. There's the logo. am I overreacting?
Let's get the ASMR reaction, please. A lot of giggles. She's hysterical. She can't even open her mouth.
Like, what is that?
I guess I'm
like, what
curious
is it?
What your... What did you send them for what design you wanted?
We sent them our original, the one we used to have,
we
and
sent
said
them
we want something like this.
Lunch is Prince Albert.
Okay.
What is that? Like, that's an absolute joke, right? Like, that's not, like, they're screwing with us. Or it's someone literally took 3 seconds and put that together and said, here you go, here's the logo, get out of my face.
They're screwing us?
I mean, like, y'all look like caricatures. No, right, no. That's the one where like people like draw. Yeah, you guys look like you look like caricatures.
So, do you think they're good?
I don't know that y'all should use this.
Okay, if 10 is
I just don't understand.
If 10 is the Bobby Bone Show logo and 1 is a piece of trash under the bridge.
No, it's a pile of dog
that
crap.
Sometimes turns into crap when it floods and the river and the creeks will rise.
That's
what
the
do
one.
You rate it? A 1 to a 10?
Well, I mean, it definitely will get people talking.
1 to 10.
So there's that. Maybe like a 4.
Wow, that high?
Well, like, I like the Star Losers font. I don't like you guys on here. Like, but I'm curious, do you guys want them to draw you versus, like, y'all just taking a picture together?
Draw me like a
Yeah,
French
I would
girl.
Rather have a drawing just because it's more fun. But that doesn't even, I don't even understand. That looks like we are 90 years old and we've been living under the bridge next to the Cumberland.
Sometimes y'all have beards, and I think that's what they were trying to show is your beards. And I think that's what makes it weird. Also, like, you guys have some... Yeah, there's a lot going on in this logo. It's not horrifying, but it isn't.
But it feels like it was
something
a joke.
I would personally use.
And it feels like they put how much effort into it? Not much.
No, I'm very like I wonder how they drew this. I don't know. There's a lot of questions I have. But I think maybe you guys should go because this has been such a problem for you guys. I think you should just get a photo taken of you guys, like an actual professional photo, and then create a graphic out of that.
I don't want a professional photo as our picture. Like, you
all
know
right, we'll pay you $5,000 to do it.
What?
I thought that's what we were going for.
No.
Morgan 1 said in the text message, you need to pay someone $2,000 to do it. Yeah, so why would we not pay in-house?
I what I'm saying is, who has the $2,000?
Yeah. Morgan, what's your routing number?
Shout out here.
We route it from Arnold's account.
They to your like.
Hey, that's my bank account at Regions.
They did miss the mark. Like they. Really,
I mean,
it's not what you wanted. It's not. I mean, I don't know what happened here, where the loss in translation happened, but.
Do you like the colors?
Not really.
No.
Right. Also, it matches your hair, which is a weird thing. Like,
so it's very. I don't know. That's all I wanted. That's thank you, Morgan. I wanted to make sure. I wanted to get an outside perspective because I showed my wife and she goes, are they being serious?
She's like, you're cuter than that.
No.
Because you look like a wet rodent in that picture.
I just said we look like we've been living under the bridge next to the Cumberland.
You look like Ratatouille. Yeah.
I mean, it's funky, but I guess if you wanted something that would make people talk, that's going to make people talk.
Hog tie that mic, girl. For
maybe,
some reason.
Maybe.
What? I feel like I'm talking really loud.
I feel like we're not. I mean,
are
looking
you deaf?
Yeah.
You are. I'm like, I feel like I'm right next to it.
I'm an audio guy, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Morgan. I it's so frustrating.
Here's my thing.
It's been a year of just crappy-ass logo after crappy-ass logo when people submit it, like when they give them back to us. It's literally like, so when we're not even nominated for these podcast awards, when we're not even on the ballot.
Well, you don't even have a logo.
We don't have a logo. It really feels like they do not worry about this. They don't think this podcast is real.
Who's they?
It is, I promise.
They don't feel like we have real listeners, that we don't have. They're like, oh, you know what I mean?
Abby listens.
Well, you have real listeners. I saw them all at the convention.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There you go, in 3D.
Yeah,
we have them. I don't think anybody in the company really believes that we have listeners. And they're like, okay, you are like a little gnat. And we're going to swat you away, and we'll give you something, and hopefully this will get you to go somewhere else. Or they cover the food at a picnic, getting rid of the flies.
Great analogy.
And they're like, wow, good, we got rid of the flies. And they wait 30 minutes, and then they take it back up. Because they're like, oh, this will get them away from us for a couple months.
Well, I think our company's at the same place as just about every other place right now, where it's like lacking employees, right? And there's just not enough people to do all the jobs that they're...
No, but we got a new president that's going
to
take care of things.
But at least she's trying to help you guys try and find a logo and track it down. That's more than you've had, right?
Exactly. That's what I said behind the scenes.
Did you behind the scenes over
yes,
there?
Yes.
I was just clearing my name before he drags her.
Yeah, like at least
I'm not dragging her. I'm not dragging her.
You have someone trying to help you figure it out, no, which before you didn't have, right?
Right. I'm not dragging her, per se.
You've gone up to a fly versus a gnat.
Content to stick with the analogy, that is awesome.
Yeah, like
that's a great.
You've at least
quote.
Grown in that much, all but right. I do think you should look at like some outside if you're going to do that.
No, I tried an outside.
Let
you
her
see the
say
outside?
What she needs to do.
This is the outside person I got.
And I have a suggestion for you.
Go ahead, please.
Your guys' original logo. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Like, did you like the original logo?
Yeah, because I went outside, and this is what the guy got me. I mean, that looks terrible.
Yeah,
I paid for that. I paid real money for that.
That's better than the other one.
We're in the red, Ray.
But the colors are bad. But like, that's better than the other one. Like,
I agree.
You guys.
But it's still unusable.
Why didn't you go back?
I went back to them. I did like five times.
He's from another country, and there was a lost in translation.
Oh.
And this is what he gave me next.
That one's better.
Maybe he
only got some gray on your face. What kind of photo did you use?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just.
But that's because you probably sent him a photo of you and your gray beard.
Yeah, what pictures are you sending of
us? No, we showed the original logo and said, hey, we just want to take the one person out. And this is what they do.
Yeah. I mean, that one's pretty similar, though. I just don't think you like yourself as a character in that one.
Morgan, will you take a picture of me and draw like, me?
I don't know.
You might need to give him a new photo of you, like, with no beard.
Yeah, maybe you need a new face, dude.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Thank you, Morgan. I just wanted to. I'm not ripping on anybody. I'm just frustrated. Another logo that is not going to be usable. What do you know?
Well,
a year later.
I do think there's a thing they can do is have Morgan reach out to whoever created your original logo. See who that is, even if they're not with the company, and see if they're willing to create. And maybe that's
how do we find that person? I don't even know who did it.
Ask Morgan and see if she can.
She doesn't know that. She wasn't here.
Hey, the first step to solving any problem is take a deep breath.
The second step is getting him to shut up. Good job.
So
good girl.
Breathe. And then just say, hey, Morgan, we'd love to know who designed that first logo. I guarantee somebody in the design side knows who created that.
Mm-hmm.
See who that is, even if they're not with the company, and talk to them and say, hey, can you recreate this for us?
Yeah, no cap, dude.
That's a solution for you to start.
We finna find out our new logo.
And they may not charge you that much money because they've already done it, and maybe they'll just help you recreate it.
Okay. Are we going to have to spend over under $500? I need your honest.
Over.
We've already. Hold on. I've already spent $300.
I need your honest digital opinion. Are we going to need to spend over $500?
Over.
All right. We're even. So we're already $250.
Let me tell you guys, the graphic design work is like very intensive. Like you spend a lot of hours, especially if you're creating.
Oh yeah,
like,
I can tell they spend a lot of hours on this. I can tell how intensive this
Morgan,
is.
Morgan, what are you charge if we were able to commission you for 8 hours?
Oh my God.
Oh,
we
I
can't
don't,
afford
no.
that.
No. But it's not even that, because I'd have to teach myself how to create something that you guys are wanting. That's not a skill that I have. I don't have a skill to, like, create cartoon people. I can create graphics, but, like, creating cartoon people is a different skill.
Right, but he's not much of a cartoon person. He is just kind of like a sphere of a face.
You still have to create it, though, right?
But it's a really basic face he has.
You just got called basic.
I don't know what's wrong with my face, right, whatever, but it doesn't look like that.
That's fair. But you may you also may just need to go another route. You're getting disappointed from the same route you keep taking. Maybe you need to change direction.
Morgan, I'm fine with the original logo. Would you draw him and we pay you $200 and then I'll splice him together?
My drawing is going to look like what he's mad about.
If we give you from our company account $200, will you draw him?
It's going to be like a stick figure.
No,
you guys want me to
do
stick figures of you
guys? No, we're not. We're done with this talk. Thank you, Morgan.
Okay.
This video is way too long.
You're
can't
welcome.
Post this video.
Yeah, you post long videos on YouTube.
Oh, it's posted it because we still need, I think it's 4,000 hours of engagement.
We're no one is going to watch 16 minutes of us talking about
you
a logo.
Are YouTubers now?
Yeah, we're streamers. Yeah.
You going live right now?
No.
That's a streamer.
We're not ready for that.
Okay, well, when you say streamer, that's
Ray.
Alive. Okay, just FYI.
The only thing that needs to be in the video is me showing Morgan the logo. The logo pops up, her laughing. In that,
who's
and you ask for
edit
comment.
That?
Ray?
No, but what he doesn't understand, what he's explaining is a short.
Yeah.
We would make a short of this, am I correct, on the digital side?
Yeah, a YouTube short.
Yep. Eat my nuts.
But the horizontal videos, you want those to be long. People love consuming long content.
No
love
one is.
Long.
All right. If you put up a 17 minute video of us talking about a
we
logo.
We're not talking about the same thing. What?
Well, that's what she said.
Great joke. I can't hit the laugh track.
I'm saying, if we put up a 17-minute video of us talking about the logo, you know how many views we'll get? 26.
Okay, well, you got to start somewhere, okay?
26 damn videos.
You have to
people.
Start somewhere.
All right.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Morgan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You right. Turn that damn thing off.
Keep rolling it. I just stopped the camera.
Thank you. Now, Ray, maybe I'm out of control.
No, dude, not at all. You only drew a map of a soccer stadium and went off on the YouTube the other day.
No, I didn't go off on the YouTube. Oh, yeah, I did. But, Ray, I left the podcast on Monday, and I was still pissed off. I was still upset, so I went home and I emailed someone with Nashville SC who is in charge of game day experience.
This is what I'm talking about. Follow-ups to bits.
Here's my email to them. I said, Lindsay.
To whom it may concern.
No, I said, Lindsay, I wanted to reach out about my experience I had at the Nashville SC game on Sunday, March 10th that didn't live up to my expectations. I am a season ticket holder and love coming to the games with my wife and three kids. We sold our normal tickets in section 122 and bought tickets in section 137 to avoid the sun during the day game.
Didn't need that. Continue.
No, you did, because this is an important part.
We tailgated.
We came to the stadium and entered through gate A to get to our seats. Once inside, we tried to walk along the concourse from section 103.
Not the concourse explanation again. Coach, I can't do it a third time.
To our seats in 137, but we were told we couldn't do that because of the private club section.
Dude, I've never been to the stadium, and I now know you cannot walk past the clubs.
So then we wanted to exit and walk the shorter distance down to gate G and re-enter, but we couldn't do that since we had already scanned our tickets. So the only option was to walk all the way around the entire stadium. I have a 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and 5-year-old, and it's a long way for little kids to walk in a very crowded space. And it also takes a long time for their little legs to walk all that way. My frustration is that nowhere on my ticket, your website, the know before you go email signage, outside the stadium or inside the stadium, can I find where it tells me we aren't allowed to walk on the concourse between sections 101 and 137. I understand why you don't allow it. Access to the club amenities, not enough space for foot traffic. But I cannot be the only person complaining about this. Had this been communicated earlier and clearly, I would have just entered through gate G and been fine. But since it wasn't, it made for a very frustrating start to our day at Geodis Park. You want to hear a reply?
Yes. What prompt response?
Nothing.
I was going to say, you got an email from Ani Mukhtar? Oh,
nothing.
You didn't include that they didn't clap kids' hands.
Nothing. Didn't even reply to my upset email about my experience.
All right.
How little they care about how upset I was.
Okay. Can I say this 1 second?
Go ahead.
Okay. The last three podcasts we've talked about soccer, I have probably 5 to 10 new people listening. I swear to God they're going to think we're a soccer podcast. I'll hang up and listen.
No, I was just giving you a I left the podcast. And I thought maybe I was overreacting. But then I was just still so mad that I went home and emailed the lady for game day experiences, and I've heard nothing back.
I'd give it 24, 48 hours. That's one of those types.
Well, it was on Monday. Today is Wednesday.
48. The first 48, right?
The first 48.
It's huge in crime. Is that our segue?
I mean,
this kid that disappeared in Nashville?
Yeah.
Were we going to this story?
Yeah. So there's this 22-year-old dude.
Ray, that was such a good segue. You actually caught me by surprise.
No, he was in town for like a fraternity conference, and he went out on Broadway, and he got kicked out of Luke Bryan's bar, and that's the last he's been seen.
There's video footage online. You just Google Nashville Broadway kid that disappeared. Looked hammered. You can see him wandering around in parking lots, falling against walls. At one point, he goes near a Pork Missile food truck. It looks like he's not functioning. He may be overserved.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. The crime podcast is they're going to eventually find him.
No, they ain't.
No. They're going to eventually find what I believe it will be his body. eventually.
He's dangerously close to the Cumberland River.
I believe he is going to be found in the Cumberland River.
Did you see where his phone pinged?
I saw some street, but I didn't look the street up.
Gay Street. One block from Cumberland.
Really?
Yeah, I used to live there.
So maybe it pinged and then he went in the water.
Yep. Phone ain't going to ping underwater.
No, so I do believe that's what's going to happen.
Could have also gotten picked up by a car and immediately they smashed the phone or something because that street runs right through there. You jump on 40 and you're to Kentucky in 20 minutes. Kidnap.
Didn't think about that.
But, I mean, it's a cliff. If you want to go see it, I mean, no. I mean, nobody wants to go see that. But there is a fort. There's some sort of fort that used to be in Nashville. So there's some sort of historical sightseeing
thing. Oh, that's
thing.
Right where that is.
Dude, but otherwise, it's a cliff right off.
So this brings me to my point, is if you're with your boys and one of them gets kicked out of the bar, what's protocol? What are you supposed to do as a bro?
Yeah, bros usually roll. It's that time. Yeah.
That's what I thought. When I saw the story, I was like, well, once he gets kicked out, the boys are supposed to roll with him.
Is that confirmed he was officially kicked out of Luke
yes.
Bryan's bar?
He was removed from Luke Bryan's bar on Broadway.
Because he was probably trying to get even, allegedly, maybe even more drinks.
Or he was stumbling around and, you know, they said, all right, you got to go. It happens. People get kicked out of bars all the time. I've been kicked out of bars. You've been kicked out of bars. It happens all the time.
Yeah, there was a part in one of the podcasts I explained getting kicked out of the bar and we had to delete it. Because apparently you're not allowed to say you got kicked out of a bar.
When you're at that bar, it's, I guess, frowned upon. When you're doing a live podcast from that bar, talking about you getting kicked out of that bar, kind of frowned upon.
Yeah.
So, I felt like his boys, at least one boy, one of his boys.
Frat boys.
Should have left with him.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of them. But at some point, one of them has to be like, you know what, bro? I got you tonight.
But they didn't, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, just protocol going forward, if you're out with your bros, your girls, your bros and girls, and one of them gets kicked out, at least one person should go with the kicked out member. That's just my opinion.
I agree. And I don't know if we're going to have a resolution today, tomorrow, next week, next month. That part of town... There's not a lot of walkers. You're not seeing a lot of people right
nah,
now.
Nah, it's a little sketch.
There's bushes. It's a bridge. So I'm saying there might not even
be. So when you find bushes and bridges, what do you usually get?
Rivers.
And?
Bodies.
Homeless.
Yeah. I mean, was he pushed? Did he fall? Did he get picked up? I think those are our three options.
Did he?
And the trouble is, I wouldn't imagine there's a camera right there on the angle that shows the river because there's not a lot of street traffic right there. There's no reason to have back-facing cameras. Shockingly enough, most cities develop their waterfront. Nashville, bars...
It's just terrible.
The back of the bars, even though it faces the river, is considered the back of the bars and none of that's developed. It's
which is
the other side of the dirty street that's developed.
Which I don't understand why they wouldn't open like windows so you could see down to the river on the backside of those bars. It's all just walls, most of them.
It's treated like it's an alley, but it's not. It's a gorgeous little setting where you would sit on a patio at a table with your chick and watch boats go by.
Yeah.
But I just don't think there's going to be cameras on the backside.
Yeah, there's a video surveillance. If you go to the news website, they now have him staggering downtown. Man, it's a terrible ugh. Because
and I've said it before, people get drunk and think they can swim across it.
What?
Yeah, dude. Ambulances were at our place. We weren't right there, but I mean, they're two blocks away at least once a week. And it wasn't always people that were depressed. It was people that get a couple drinks and think that they could cross the river. You don't realize how fast it's moving. That thing is cooking.
Oh, he's running in this video. He's running. Oh, man, this is so weird. Then he bends down by a pole. Then he's stumbling.
The video is it has all signs that he was obliterated and sautéed.
Yeah, and maybe he didn't know which way his hotel was.
Oh, at that point, there's no hotels in that direction unless he's going to an Indigo. So unless it comes out that that's where
they were
staying.
He looks like he's trying to call someone on his phone. at 9:46. So, I mean, this is early in the night. He is. He's walking by a construction zone. Someone's coming up on an electric bike. A black car is about to pass him.
And it's too young to die. He just came here to have fun. And that's network. It.
That's the last of the video. That's where it cuts out. I guess he gets out of frame. So, yeah, my true belief is that he is going to, unfortunately, be found in the Cumberland.
Or we can hope that phone is what got dropped in the Cumberland. That's when the ping stopped, and he got picked up. Didn't know where he was. Ended up in Kentucky. It's a semi-truck driver. And he said, hey, man, you want to just get out of this place?
Yeah, but I feel like...
Or he was kidnapped, and he can break out of the trunk. There is hope, but it's small.
It's small. It's slim to none.
Yeah.
It's... If he was kidnapped, yes, he's being held against his will, then you would not hear from him. But I'm saying if he got in the... If he got in the semi, you know what I mean, just because he's drunk and the guy's like, you want to ride? And they drive, you know, 600 miles, and here we are on Wednesday. It's been 4 or 5 days. I think he sobers up and realizes, man, I should probably call my mom.
I will say that part over there, I've referenced it before, adjacent to the Titan Stadium is where the cabs congregate. It's a little bit rougher. If his phone did drop, the ping stopped because he dropped it in the river. Then he started to go back and forth, falling over streets, gets over to the rougher part of town. There's people just looking to rob somebody.
Could be.
Yeah. In that part and over there by the truck stop. It's a dangerous. Are they trying to upgrade Nashville and put in new hotels? There's not the one Ramada Inn, I believe it was. Remember the one right next to the interstate? It's now a La Quinta.
And there used to be the Stadium Inn. They've remodeled it and they've put new grass down. Looks nice.
I think it's called Nobu now.
Something like
Treasure
that.
Treasure or something. So they are trying to put flowers on corners and spruce places up, but it is still rougher over there.
Yeah, dang, dude. Dang, man. Ugh. The friends say they tried to find him based on his last Snapchat location, but that didn't provide any answers.
The lighting at that time is very bad as there as well. I don't think they made much ground. So that search last night or the night that it happened wasn't very fruitful. I mean, you're going to go back to your hotel. The next day, I really do hope they were able to hit the pavement so that if he was beat up and not dying, but short of breath, thirsty, somebody could help him.
Somebody, we hope. I mean, that's a crime pod. People wanted us to look into.
It's all we know.
What? Why are we getting this email? Like, why do we care about this?
I mean, I can't read that, dude.
You don't see it? You don't see this? We have a calendar invite for that. Why is that on our calendar invite? Like, who gives a damn?
Ray, I don't care that it's Mother's Day.
Whatever. We'll take a break. Yeah. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Can I give my update?
Yeah, Derrick Henry's gone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll address that in a moment. I need people to say on the Facebook page. If you do drive by the stadium, if there's pictures, at the hour that I go, it's dark. I see the skyline. I see the stadium. I think we're going to have to cancel the segment, which is
Sizzin Stadium Sightings. Sizzin Stadium Sightings.
I think we got to do away with it unless I actually drive into that vicinity. I'm telling you, I can't see it from the expressway. Either they're doing one shovel at a time or nothing's getting erect. I ain't seen nothing. It's the exact same stadium, the parking lot, the gas station hasn't changed. Are there a couple chain link fence up? Yeah. Bro, they haven't grown ground.
My 5-year-old doesn't understand how long it takes to build a stadium.
He thought it was going to be open.
We drove by it the other night, and he goes, "Dada, there's Titan Stadium." And I was like, yeah. And he goes, "But that's the old one. They don't play there anymore."
Smart.
And I'm like, "No, they do." And he goes, "But Dada, we saw in the news that they were building a new one, so they don't play at that one anymore." I said, "But you'll be in the third grade by the time it's built." He goes, "Really?"
Mind blown. You just explained to him how time passes.
He goes, "But Dada, I'm not even in kindergarten." I said, "Yeah." And he goes, So that means my younger brother will be in second grade.
Dada will be fat.
He was like, Will we be able to go to that stadium, Dada?
No, Dad will probably be saving money.
Probably not, but the tickets will probably be really expensive for the first couple years, but eventually we'll get inside that stadium. And he was like, "So where will they play until then, Dada?" And I'm like, "In that stadium right there." And he goes, "Oh, okay."
You can get 10 home games for $400. Just got the email.
I saw that, but you had to be so far up.
Oh, it's 300 level.
Oh, God.
And somebody put on there, "Well, and also with your ALE, always leave early theory, you only get half the game."
No. By the time you get to your seats, it'll be time to leave, man.
Teams were decent, though. They play the Packers. You get a Burrow game.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to
get... Who else?
Those are the only two. It's 8 home games and then 2 preseason, so they trick you with the 10. It's really only 8.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who would go? I mean, I do not understand.
And it's the South, dude. I mean, you're getting the Jags. You're getting the Texans.
No, but who goes to the preseason games? I still will never understand that.
It's when I saw Christian McCaffrey for the first time.
You know, I saw him at Stanford for the first time.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I watched him on TV play for Stanford. I promise. I'm not lying to you. And I was like, that dude is going to be better than King Henry.
All right. Hell of a segue. We knew it was coming. I was at the golf course, and there was 3 homies on hole number 2.
Oh, you went golfing?
Yeah.
Let me check my texts. Nothing. Cool. All right.
Had to do it quick. In and out in an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, how'd that go down?
Simple.
Tell me.
The course is getting aerated, and we've had a lot of rain in Nashville, and there hasn't been tons of sun, so the grass is still grassing. Pretty dead in the fairways. You only got 2 holes where you could actually walk on. It was cart path only, except for 2 holes.
Okay.
Because the grass is still, they're trying to grow the grass.
Right, I get it.
It was a great course, finished in an hour and 20, but 2 dudes on hole 2, what's hole 2? What's the significance?
Hole 2, what's the significance?
Add a 2 to that, it's King Henry, 22.
Oh, didn't think about that.
They said, "Go ahead," and I said, "Why?" They all had Titans hats, tip of the cap, and they said, "Oh, just play through, man." And I, not knowing what they were doing, I said, "Guys, tough day today to be a Titans fan, but we knew it was coming, huh?" You know, it was sad. And then I got to hole 3, and I said, that was it. They were stopping at hole 2 for a moment of silence for number 22.
Oh, they were honoring.
There's no 22 holes.
Yeah, so that's the only place they could do it. Because you can't do it at 12.
Exactly.
Because that would be 212. Dude.
Yeah. Your take, man. You're a bigger fan than me.
No.
What's sad for me is,
yeah, go ahead.
Anna, I have a picture of her with the crown on. I have a picture of me with the crown on, and a dog comes and hits me in the nuts. We were at a house party.
Who's like Anna?
Our friend, Eric Dodd's wife.
Thank you.
We were at a house party when the Burrow came to town. McPherson got a field goal at the end. They won. I believe Tannehill threw an interception first play of the game. We thought the Titans were going to win a Super Bowl that year. We all got the Dollar General crowns. I wore it, hit in the nuts. Anna wore it. We put a white coat over it, and we said, winter is coming. Every female, my wife, at that party wore the crown for King Henry. The king has risen. The king has fallen. The king has passed. Over to you.
The king has relocated. Listen, we knew you knew he was coming with his emotional goodbye at the end of the Titans game. He knew. They told him before that game, like, hey, bud, we're not bringing you back. So say goodbye to Tennessee. Say goodbye to Nashville. Put your house on the market. Get the hell out of here. You're gone.
Speaking of that, they said he just bought in
Dallas.
Well, that didn't make sense.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers supposedly bought land here, right? Didn't he, like...
Are you serious?
Years ago.
Oh. I thought he was about to live next to me.
Oh, God, I hope not. No, he's too busy running for vice president. Like, what the... Like, guys, like, explain to me what the is going on.
He's going to go on the darkness retreat at Camp David?
Yeah, it's like, oh, hold on, man. Hey, coach, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make the team walkthrough at 9 a.m. I got a press conference to talk about the war in Iraq.
And
I mean,
foreign,
like,
foreign affairs.
I got a meeting at the U.S. Embassy with our people from Cuba. Like, what? Like, what the fuck? What is going on?
How about you just try to find a pass 5 yards across the middle of the field?
Yeah, like, hey, dude, worry about something else. Like, I don't, like, I do not get it. Like, maybe he has nothing to do with this. Maybe whatever his name is just put this out there saying, hey, I'd love Aaron Rodgers to run with me trying to get some publicity. Maybe Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with it. But if Aaron Rodgers has actually approached him and said, hey, man, I think I'd like to run with you. What the? This dude is bananas. Because he can't play football and be vice president, right?
I don't know. Isn't it too late? I believe he had to have had some run in politics up until this point. You can't just throw your hat in the ring at the 11th hour, can you?
I don't know. I don't know how politics works, but I laughed out loud when I saw the story. But back to King Henry. It's a sad day for Tennessee because he is... I mean, top three Titans of all time, maybe the greatest Titan of all time. I mean, Eddie George is pretty damn good.
Steve McNair's about to come down here and slap him.
Oh, Steve McNair's pretty big, too.
Rest in peace.
I don't know, but he is definitely top three Tennessee Titans of all time.
DeMarco Murray.
He was here for like a week.
Julio Jones. Eric Decker.
Hey, there.
Julio.
Hey, talk about people that you thought were going to come here and make a difference. Eric Decker. Julio.
The Julio. Welcome to Titans Up, baby. Titans Up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Man, they come and go, don't they?
They do come and go. It's just like that. Quick. But what is crazy, I love the offseason in the NFL because every signing fans are, oh, my God, look who we got. Wow, we just got this person. Like, oh, we're going to dominate. Here's my thinking. If they were that good, don't you think someone would stay on the teams that their team sees them every single day? And it's like, you know what? They ain't worth that money. You go ahead and take them. Like Russell Wilson.
You got to look for the teammates that back him up.
Yes. It's like Russell Wilson.
Do you see Likely?
What?
I mean, didn't somebody leave Baltimore?
Oh. Or well, it was, okay, so what happened is Saquon.
Likely goes, I hope his team goes over 16. That's what I'm rooting for.
That's funny. Like, that's funny. It's sort of like when Saquon signed with the Eagles and Tiki Barber gets on there and is like, you're dead to me. You have no loyalty. You just bailed on your guys. It's like, yeah, he got paid to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles offered him more money. They're a better team than the Giants. He didn't turn his back. He said, you're dead to me. And so then someone from the Ravens signed, I don't know where they signed, and Lamar Jackson posted, hey, so-and-so, you're dead to me. Ha, 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 ha. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, they understand that they got to go get money. But every signing is going to – half of these signings are going to turn out to be terrible signings. But it's wild how the NFL, they all just switch teams.
Are you leaning towards the Henry one being bad?
No.
It'd be a good one.
I think the Ravens love to run the ball, and he's good at running the ball. He's really good. I think he still has something left in the tank, but I still don't. Lamar Jackson throwing the ball, so I don't think it makes that big a difference. I don't think Lamar Jackson is good enough throwing the ball that they can win, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, we're going to be scrawny, huh? We got Spears, a little quick guy, and Pollard. He doesn't weigh more than 160.
Yeah, the Titans, I don't know. The Titans are weird. Oh, they're not going to be very good.
We lost Vrabel, too. I just thought of that.
You still got D-Hop.
Oh, I forgot about him.
You still got Will Levis?
We're going to be bad, aren't we?
You're going to be bad.
And also the Texans, who would have thought they're going to be the best team?
Dude, and then the Texans are signing all these defensive players, and Batter's Box calls me last night and goes, dude, their D is going to be unbelievable.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
It looks like it on paper. Everything on paper looks like the Texans are going to be great, but who knows? Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. They should be really good. But how good is he going to be after an Achilles injury? Who knows? But Justin Fields, where the is he going to go? We got nobody that wants him. Nobody wants Justin Fields. God bless America. The Bears are screwed.
The Bears are screwed, and Cowboys were supposed to get him.
Hey, no, hey, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Guys, hey. Just so you know, I'm going all in this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, years past, God bless Texas, but, you know, we didn't go all in. This year, we're going to go all in. Free agency starts. Guess how many people we've signed? Not a damn one.
Man, you know usually how we say hook 'em in this state? Well, I just said fuck 'em. We ain't hiring anybody or firing or anybody or even trading anybody.
Yeah, you think we're going to go sign people? Hell no. We're just going to let people walk. Tony Pollard, goodbye.
I'm thinking actually about signing one of them housewives.
they looked good on that commercial when they were tackling Dak in that commercial. I think we need to get that Teresa Goodice. I think that's her name. I don't know. I'm starting to sound like Ed Orgeron.
Hey, Jerry, here in Dallas Radio. You guys keep saying that everything's about trading. I get a draft beer and I worry about the draft.
Yeah, you guys want to do your research? Hey, Tyron Smith, our left tackle. Yeah, we're going to let him walk. We don't need him. Get out of here. Kick rocks. Hey, I mean, he's always hurt, but I get it.
Hey, Jerry here, Dallas Radio, Fort Worth Stockyards. So we got rid of Tony Pollard, and we said we were going to pick up Derrick Henry. We didn't do any of that. Oh, wait, we ain't got anything in our stable. Hey, I'm a big old rancher, and I got a whole pen full of no horses.
It's fascinating.
Who is the running back?
Deuce Vaughn.
Okay.
Or Rico Diddle.
The Deuce Vaughn, the quick dude from K-State?
Yeah, the little small guy. He's like 5'2".
You guys said Derrick Henry and Tony Pollard. I said Deuce. Oh, Deuce. Yeah, Deuce Vaughn. Deuces, Pollard.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I don't get it. I don't know what the Cowboys are doing. But they got it under control. It's wild. Free agency in the NFL. What I don't understand is, like, free agency starts, and a minute later it's like, sign. Thought they weren't allowed to talk to him until that day.
Is that why they all popped off at the same time?
Yes.
Also, can we predict the next big hat to drop? Just being not stupid. We need to be strategic. And predictive, what is the next thing that happens? Again, it could come out when we have a delayed pod post, when you're at your house taking a nap and you don't post till 4 p.m.
No, I don't ever do
that. What's the next big trade?
Keenan Allen or Mike Williams, someone from the Chargers is going to... Here's the thing. I still don't believe the salary cap is real. It's all bull crap. If you really want someone on your team, you find a way to keep them on your team. Patrick Mahomes. He reworked his deal, and now all of a sudden the Chiefs have $21 million left under the salary cap. If it was real, they would not be allowed to just give him $21 million up front as a signing bonus because it doesn't count against the cap. It is all fugazi.
Let me say that mustard.
That's it.
What I'm saying about the mustard is that Miami was supposed to get Derrick Henry, but then they didn't. What does that mean? There's money sitting around. I bet a huge trade comes out of Miami. Huge.
But who? Why? They don't need him.
Good point.
I mean, the Steelers said, Deontay Johnson, go on over to the Panthers.
Oh, is that who left?
He gone.
I thought they had another Johnson.
They did. They got Dante Jackson back in the trade, whoever the hell that is. He's a cornerback. But no one pays attention to defense. But Deontay Johnson's good. So they said, hey, we got Russell Wilson. We don't need Deontay. God, they're going to – the first time ever the Steelers and Mike Tomlin are going to finish under 500.
I bet A-Chain, Mustard, Tua, Tyreek. I bet Tyreek
– Waddle.
I bet Jalen Waddle goes to another team. And I'll hang up and listen. That's the next big one.
All right.
Ray, where's that free money they got sitting down there?
I don't know. It's all crazy, but yeah, that's it. I don't know who's going where. Everybody signs somewhere, and I'm like, oh, damn, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Next person signs, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, the Eagles getting Saquon Barkley, I'm like, oh, they're going to the Super Bowl. He's so freaking good. The Giants' offense with Saquon Barkley, what are they going to do?
Without.
Yeah, without him.
Pick up Jalen Waddle. The Giants are going to get Jalen Waddle. There we go. There's my trade. I got to do a graphic on Instagram.
I mean, Joe Mixon to the Texans. Good. I can draft him in fantasy again.
Dude, Texans might be the flyer Super Bowl.
That's what I mean. But something is not going to work out. Every team is going to be that's the one.
Well, it's the Titans. I mean, so the Titans, we're going to send wins all over the country. Well, we'll probably go 0-17.
No, I think you'll win 3.
Yeah.
I don't even know your schedule.
Yeah,
so.
The inter-squad scrimmage games.
Let's go NFL. Let's go to the futures. Let's see if I can bet.
Here, I'll show you. You pull it up about as slow as
I don't think it's up there. Oh, that's NBA. They don't have it because all the free agencies, they can't do it right now.
Yeah, you want to know the other free futures?
Oh,
they
NFL
pulled?
Futures. Champion. San Francisco is the favored. Damn the. Oh, man. Yeah, your Texans. The Texans one is going to give you. Woo! +2,500.
I like that. Hey, you know what?
I like the Bengals as a flyer +1,300.
You want to know a future they pulled?
What?
The one I've been telling everybody about, the Suns. Kawhi gets hurt, back spasms, may miss a week. The Suns are 3.5 games back. Vegas, it was 25 times your money, 2,500. Vegas said, F it. We're pulling the line because this could flip everything if the Suns win the division. Vegas doesn't want that. And we are so fully invested as a household, I could retire if the Suns win the division. And Kawhi, last night, had baby back spasms. I don't need him to be out. I don't root for injury. But if he misses a week...
You're not mad.
Bradley Beal, Woods, Durant, Booker. Woo!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great Wednesday. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Survivor is on tonight, Ray. And you don't watch Survivor.
Is Olivia in it?
Who?
Liv, the girl we had on.
No, Survivor, she's on the challenge.
I need somebody that was on our show to be in TV or in the news so that we can blow up our stuff a little bit.
I agree. So we can post it, like repost it, like, oh, look, we just had them on the pod.
Like when Bob Menery called that Tyson was going to fight Jake Paul.
Hey.
Boom, we said we had him on the pod.
How about our boy tracking Bob Menery down?
I wish we had the audio.
Should have pulled it.
I can pull it on my phone.
Would you like, but anyway... Survivor tonight, and I also would like to say, this season, they must have gone to casting and said, hey, Find the dorkiest people in America. We only want dorks for this season of Survivor.
No hotties?
There's one hot chick. One out of all of them. They're all nerdy into like Minecraft and World of Warcraft and dragons. And like one dude's a huge Taylor Swift fan. Get it. I got it. But there's no like athletic beast. You know, usually there's like just awesome athletic big
CT.
Dudes. That, but they don't have that this year.
Johnny Bananas.
So far, good season. It's been entertaining. But boy, it is like I cannot. This was the cast of characters of Nerdville. Not saying they're bad.
Typically, they throw in about three token hotties. You got your jacked guys, one guy that's a doctor. Now they said, F it. We're going streamers, World of Warcraft.
No, that's exactly what it was.
And into Fortnite.
That's exactly what it was.
If you haven't left your parents' basement in a month, this is the show for you.
Yes, and then my highlight of the week is spring break has started, Ray. And on the right side of your screen, in green, this chick, this is how you do spring break.
So tell me, how do y'all start y'all's day?
Morning routine, two things you can't live without, bronzer and cocaine. Wake up, put on bronzer, cocaine, we're good for the day.
Bronzer, then cocaine.
I know, I'm a senior in college and here I am. Yeah, my two go-tos, bronzer and cocaine.
And this is the first day of spring break.
First day of spring break.
Was that on a TV station?
Yeah. That was some dude on the news interviewing some senior girl. She's a senior in college. Then she goes to Missouri, she said. And she said, how do we do spring break? Bronzer and cocaine. I mean, how? Like, her friends are in the background and they kind of try to cover their faces in the video.
How does that make it to the news station? Was he live?
I think so.
Wow.
My question is, how long after that is she like, oh my God, what did I just do? Oh my, because this is viral. There is no way her parents aren't seeing this. There is no way grandma and grandpa aren't seeing this. There is no way professors back in college aren't seeing this.
Usually spring break, you get away with it. It's coming back with you this year.
All the social media now, it's impossible to get away with it. And she got on the news. And what'd she say, Ray? What did she say?
So tell me, how do y'all start y'all's day?
Morning routine, two things you can't live without. Bronzer and cocaine.
I got John Lopez, our boy's clip with Menery. If you want it.
Hit it.
You got to call for it, though.
Okay, John Lopez met up with Bob Menery in Austin.
Hey, do you remember doing the Sore Losers podcast?
Yeah.
Raymundo,
yeah.
Say hi to them. All right, man. Appreciate it, man. Yes.
He just gets
the high five.
He got the wave. He got the wave.
Yeah, I don't think you remembered. That was cool, dude. That was cool of our boy doing that, though.
Hey, I don't think Bob Menery remembered us. I'll be honest.
He looked like he saw a ghost.
He was like, yeah, of course. I remember doing that. He just says, yeah, no matter what. All right, happy Wednesday. I got to go home. Hey, DeAndre Swift, come on to Chicago.
Hey, we're posting a video. Make sure you watch it. We now have 4 videos over 1,000 views.
Please, if you have not watched any of our YouTube videos or even ones that you, if there's ones you skipped, go back and watch it. Make us get 1,000 on each one. Make us feel like the love. Thank you. And you'll be able to go see the new logo. Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it. We're out.
We got a lot of content going up. We got to put the logo up. I got to put my graphic of Jalen Waddle going to the Giants. And then we also need to post the video with Morgan.
Way too long of a video.
We need an assistant.
Are you going to edit the video down or no? And are you going to make the logo pop up in the video? I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I could do that.
Okay.
With the logo.
All right. Yeah.
You're like telling me editing stuff that you would tell Eddie. I'm not the video guy.
No. I just asked if you were going to.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.